The measure of a society is how it treats its most vulnerable citizens. For more than a decade, Connie Deming brought her guitar and voice directly to people who could not venture out to hear beautiful music. And that's what Phil Marshall's been doing for 17 years now. That's why, in part, seeing them play together Saturday at Love & Cup Bistro & Brews is such an inspired pairing. The show should be a no-brainer anyway. Deming is one of the finest singers in Rochester, a swooping, multi-octave performer with an engaging stage presence. And a string of recent CD releases, each one more confident than the last. I followed Deming shamelessly, like a dog trailing a pork chop wagon. Marshall was the guitarist with one of the city's most treasured rock bands, the Colorblind James Experience. He's since moved on to front his own bands, La La Land, various forms of Phil Marshall projects, more recently the Fox Sisters and the enigmatic jazz quartet Market Explosion. But mostly, the Deming and Marshall Summit feels like a concept evening because of their sensibilities and what they've done for others. Deming's son is autistic. He's on the severe side of the autism spectrum, allowing him to communicate only through a keyboard. She raised David into adulthood before handing him over to a group home, a place that accommodates his limited social skills and the heightened levels of stimulation that the outside world sometimes frighteningly sends his way. It was an experience that served her well for the dozen years that she's been playing group homes for senior citizens, brightening her days with Beatles songs.
Well, thanks to my autistic son, I had to learn to listen to my intuition much, much more completely than I ever had before. So here you are at the door of a home, a group home, and you're entering this silent room filled with unknowns. And all you have is your inner voice. All you have is that this intention that you have of making a meaningful connection of some kind and your own cache of songs. And when you do manage to get out of your own way, it really feels the best. The joy comes through and there's a spark in the air and you think, where did that song come from? It wasn't on the list of things you had planned.
And sometimes that's where Deming's own songs come from. Here's Petal Boat, inspired by her son.
You just smiled as they dropped all their petals. You came when the leaves flew away. You took me inside of your laughter. You knew what would go, what would stay.
Music as therapy. Phil Marshall uses it as well, but his audience is one step deeper than Deming's was. Marshall's audience is in hospice. We're all dying, of course, but the people for whom Marshall plays are much closer to the end. Marshall has posted little vignettes about his work on Facebook. Here's one.
Sometimes the room is so quiet. The husband sits at bedside and holds onto his wife's hand. She's resting comfortably, eyes closed and relaxed breathing. There are others in the room, grandchildren, I suspect. There is no joy, only anticipatory grief. I play the songs the husband suggests. He thanks me, but nothing changes. There are tears and profound sorrow. I don't know if I made a difference. I only know that I do what I'm asked to do. And before I say goodbye to the husband, I tell him it was a privilege to play for him and his family. And it was, as it always is.
Some of Marshall's stories are funny. He writes, I found myself contemplating opening my own skilled nursing facility catering to cowboys, gangsters, punks, and posts who just need a final respite. Welcome to Lost Highway Acres. Here's your bar stool, your pint, your cigarettes, and morphine. I finally have a vision of where this has all been leading me. Where is it leading him? Where is it leading us? Some of Marshall's songs are drawn straight from the stories he's witnessed while playing for time, rapidly drawing to a close.
I ran into an old acquaintance the other evening who started off by asking me, "Do you still play for the little old ladies?" Well, let's see. Among others, I've got a 40-year-old husband and father of two actively dying. I've got a man my age who likes the Beatles and Stones who doesn't have much time. I've got an angry 17-year-old with a stage 3 brain tumor. A woman my age whose mother, sister, and son are all holding vigil at bedside. I don't play for little old ladies. I play for people standing on the threshold of something literally no one can really wrap their brain around.
Grief walks in, sits across from you. Grief doesn't ask about your day. Grief will appear just to say I'm here, and I've been looking for a place to stay. I've been looking for a place to